Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Fáiltear, let's get more political reaction now to the shock announcement by Leo Varadkar to step down as Taoiseach and leader of Fine Gael. I'm joined by Holly Kearns, leader of the Social Democrats from our Dáil studio. Fáiltear, Holly.
Hi.
What's your reaction?
I think, you know, seeing the Taoiseach step down in the context of 4 years into a five-year term of this government, it doesn't really instill confidence in this government, in this coalition. And I think it kind of seems like the Taoiseach can see the writing on the wall.
What do you mean?
That, you know, I mean, the issues they're facing in terms of failures on housing, on health, on disability services, on climate, on the referendums and all of these things. And I think, you know, a lot of people agree with him. I think the writing is on the wall for this government. And I don't think a change in Fine Gael leadership is going to address any of these crises. And I think when you consider where we're at in terms of when the next general election is, it seems mad to kind of now have an election of a new Taoiseach. As you can imagine, there's probably a bit of time goes into kind of bedding into that role. And then soon after that, we have a general election. I think, you know, with respect to the people, it should be put to them. And I think, you know, at this point, if the government are so sure that they're taking the right approach, well, why not go back and check and get
well,
that mandate?
It's their legal and constitutional prerogative to do it this way, isn't it? He said there were both personal and political reasons for leaving office now. He said it's never a good time to leave an office like this. Do you not accept the reasons that he gave?
I'm not saying that I don't accept them at all, and absolutely it is their prerogative. I suppose the thing I'm saying is that when you consider all of those things, it does seem like a little bit of a strange decision to elect a new Taoiseach now, and then so soon after that, we potentially have another one again. So I think in that context, why not go to the people and see if it's still this Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Green Party government that people want?
And when you say the writing is on the wall, do you think, explain that a little bit more to me. You mentioned the various crises. Are you saying that Fine Gael's time in particular, or all of the coalition, that their time should be up? Is that it?
Yeah, Fine Gael and also the coalition. But I mean, we've had, you know, over a decade of Fine Gael governments now, and ultimately, where has that gotten us? Record rents, record house prices, record homelessness. I mean, in terms of our health services, crisis in the Midwest, a consistent trolley crisis, waiting lists, you know, nearly at a million, all of these things. I think the Taoiseach can see this, that they haven't managed to address any of those things in this term of government.
He's mentioned various achievements in office, how the pandemic was handled, how Brexit was handled, moving the economy from deficit to surplus, doubling commitments on arts, culture and sport, affordable childcare and so on, making Ireland more equal, he says. For every leader, for every party in government, there are going to be pros and cons, aren't there?
100%. And look, I'm sure, of course, there'll be things he'll look back on and be proud of, and, you know, rightly so. But I think the issue with Fine Gael in government is like that. Going from a deficit to a surplus and leaving people behind. So now we're at a point where we have an 8 billion euro surplus, and still the motorised transport grant for disabled people that was scrapped over a decade ago by Fine Gael government has not been reintroduced in any shape or form.
So you've a gripe with Fine Gael. So you wouldn't serve in government with Fine Gael after the next election?
We talk to all parties. It depends on the makeup of a government, as you know, how much of a mandate you have, how much of an influence you have, because ultimately what we want to see is a socially democratic government.
So you're outlining, you're fingering Fine Gael for all these various crises in the country, but yet you'd be willing to put them in again at the next election?
I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I'm going to say we'd talk to every party. And
with
I think
a view
that's
to
important.
Putting them in, if they aligned with your views, is that it?
Well, they're the opposite end of the spectrum in terms of left or right. And I do imagine that some conversations would be shorter than others, to be fair. But as you know, if there's a small party in government, they tend to have less of an impact. So it depends on the mandate that Fianna Fáil have. It depends on the lay of the land after an election. And I think
hypocrisy?
If you say, I'm ruling out this party, it's very dismissive of the people who vote for that party. Because when you go into government,
you do represent those
people.
Are you not dismissive of them now, Holly, when you outline the various crises and point to Fine Gael?
I'm very critical of their policies, of their approach, of their failures on housing, on health, on disability services and climate, absolutely. And, you know, I have a responsibility to do that in my role in opposition.
But you put them back in?
I didn't say I'd put them back in. I said we'd talk to everybody.
I wonder, there was an altercation between you and Leo Varadkar in the Dáil today, and he accused you of being a politician of the social media age. It was in response to your criticism that the government's record on housing and health and climate and so on. How do you respond to that? Because he accused you of taking his words out of context.
The comment about social media, I don't know, I don't think that was him saying that I took something out of context, was it?
I think it was. He said there's a lot of potential in the Social Democrats Party, but my fear is that you're very much a politician of the social media age, he said. It's not about truth. It's not about information. It's about the clip to put online. And if that means misinformation or disinformation, well, if it gets more clicks and likes, then more of it.
So he thinks I'm putting misinformation online. Is that what you're
suggesting? Well, I'm just quoting to you what he said. You were
there. Of course, I use social media to reach people, to engage with people. And I think that's where a lot of people try and access their information. But I don't think the Taoiseach was insinuating that I give misinformation online. I certainly do not. And I would reject any kind of accusation of that.
Yeah, I think he was saying there was an exchange between you and he about a country that where there are no problems. He says that only exists in fairy tales. And I think that's where he was. Is that not it, where he was taking your...
Yeah, so on that, when I was raising issues around saying a change in a Fine Gael leader isn't going to change the approach of this government, which, as we know, is continuing to throw money at the private sector to try and address the big issues that we face as a country. It's a tried, test and failed approach. And, you know, when people can't access children's disability network teams or even assessment of need, mm-hmm. when people can't afford to buy a home. And he referenced those comments as a fairy tale. And in my response, I said that it shouldn't be only in a fairy tale that you can access disability services or own your own home. And he took offence to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you then, I don't know if you heard Sarah's conversation with Niall Collins and about Fianna Fáil supporting whatever new leader Fine Gael might get and then supporting that person as the new Taoiseach. Is that, what do you make of that decision?
I didn't hear that conversation. I was actually making my way to the studio to speak to you. But look, that's a matter for Fianna Fáil. And the thing that I'm most concerned about at the moment is we have all of these issues facing people. The amount of people leaving for Australia, going to Cork, Shannon, Dublin Airport to get out of here because they can't afford to buy a home because they're sick of living in their childhood bedroom because people are stuck on waiting lists, all of these things. And now we see, I think the Taoiseach accepts that this isn't working, that their approach isn't working. And instead of looking for a real change, we need that. We need a change of approach. To get that, we need a change of government. A change in Fine Gael leader isn't going to do that. We need to have a general election.
Okay.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay. Holly Kearns, leader of the Social Democrats. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.